Howdy.
Hey.
We're so excited that you guys are here watching our podcast. We're going to give the people what they want to hear, Christina.
You sure?
I think we're sure. We'll give them all the things design, all about us.
The good.
The bad. The ugly. But today we're going to start from the beginning. This episode is about how we met. For those that don't know us, I am Barrett Wydell.
I'm Christina Bichetti.
We are Wydell and Bichetti. Christina, why don't you start off telling how we met?
Well, I had just moved from New York. Actually, Barrett lived in New York pretty much on the same side of the street as I did, which is
around the same time.
So crazy. We never met there, but we both ended up landing in Philly, and I was El Desperado for friends, so I joined the Moms Club, and one of the moms that I met just so happened to have, like, a child that was the same age as mine, and so we went on this, like, crazy walk. It was, like, an 8-mile walk around the city, and we had to, like, take stops to, like, pump, breastfeed, all of that. I was super tired. I was, like, I just need to go home, and that was, like, our first, my husband and I's, like, first date night, and my mother-in-law was coming to watch a kid. And then
Meanwhile, you were out on your crazy 9-mile walk. I was in the park behind my house because our house was actually for sale. My husband got a really big job offer in Vegas.
And we can't even really call it a park. Like, it was just like this thing that
perfect spot because it was had a little jungle gym.
And it had the padding
on the floor. I had to get out of my house because it was a showing. I had 3 dogs and a 10-month-old and my mom. And we literally went to that park to, like, buy some time. So you were on a crazy long walk.
And the mutual friend actually was like, okay, you have to go to this park. Like, if you walked by it, you wouldn't even know it was a park. So I said, okay, fine.
And in walks Barrett,
this blonde. At that time, she had very long hair. And she's like, going crazy. Like, she's literally, like, following her son.
3 crazy dogs that are, like, jumping on everything, barking. My mom's trying to hold them. My son just started walking.
How to walk, remember?
So cute. He literally walked, like, so straight with every leg. Like, he didn't even, like, he was so scared.
It was super cute. And I was like, are we allowed to swear? Who the fuck is this crazy lady? I want to be friends with her. Get away from me, like, lady that I just walked with you for 7 to 9 miles. Like, this was, like, the person that I wanted to be friends with. And then
it was super organic how everything in our life has been so far. We literally just started talking about, like, what we do. You told me all about New York and how Christina used to be in fashion. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Meanwhile, I had literally just started Wydell Bichetti, but it was called Wydell Designs. And I was dabbling in event designing. I'll get into that in a minute. But when I met Christina, I was like, wait a minute. This girl has the same kind of likes and backstory. And we just had so much in common, yet we were so different.
Right.
And we really hit it off. It was like when you meet your husband or your wife for the first time and you're like, that is my person. I knew right away when we left that you and I had something really special. And unfortunately, if we were going to sell our house, we were moving to Vegas. So
I know. And that was like, oh my gosh, what the fuck? Like, finally I meet a girl that I'm like, actually can communicate with, like, all the right things and just actually get along. And, like, she was definitely, you know, you told me about your house and everything. And I was like, okay, so I haven't seen one of those houses, like, super modern, all that stuff. And right
especially
around the corner,
in Philly.
I know. And I was just like, oh, this is my luck. This is my luck. Like, this sucks. And I actually went back to my husband and I was like, what the fuck? Like, this girl, like, and it was like the one thing going from fashion design in New York to Philly that there is no fashion. Literally, there's no fashion. So what could I do is something like event design.
Yeah.
And my husband went back and said, so if she's moving, can you take her clients? I was like, no, I don't even think about that. Like,
well, but funny enough, though, my husband was like, we're giving it 3 weeks. if the house sells, it's meant to be, we're going to move to Vegas. And mind you, I was like kicking and screaming if you're moving to Vegas, but you're married, got to make compromises, all the things. And I had literally just started this business trying to figure it all out. And I'm like, I don't have any clients there. What the heck am I going to do? So we did get 2 full price offers, remember? And oddly enough, they both literally fell apart for the weirdest, craziest reasons. But the last one that was a full price offer, we found out the husband was cheating and the wife pulled out. Like, nuts. So long story short, we ended up staying and Christine and I started talking. But I want to go back a little bit and talk about us as people and how we actually got to Philly and how that then became where we met and everything. So I'll start.
The serendipity.
Yeah. I'm going to start talking about me, myself. But basically, I'm from California originally, born and partially raised in Laguna Beach, Orange County. I started dancing ballet at 2, which then brought me to my professional career at 14 when I was asked to stay at the School of American Ballet in New York. I went and trained there for 5 years and went to high school at Professional Children's School. A lot of famous kids go there. The school works around your professional schedule, so it was, like, perfect.
Tell us what your favorite subject was. French.
None. None. I think I failed all of them. No, I actually got in really big trouble one time because I really struggled in school. I am a multi-sensory learner, so I have to, like, see it, do it, hear it, all the things. And then I learn things really, really quickly, but I can't, like, read a book and comprehend it and, like, remember it. It just doesn't work for me. So anyways, I used to have a lot of help from my mom. Thanks, Mom. And Cliff Notes. And one of my teachers found a Cliff Notes in my backpack and gave me a big fat 0 on my exam. And I was so upset because I'm like, I'm just using it as help. I didn't even copy it. She's a bitch. But anyways, no, I didn't like school at all. And I used to get in a lot of trouble in school because I talked a lot because I think I just felt like so uncomfortable. So I danced School of American Ballet for 5 years. And then I joined the Pennsylvania Ballet with an apprenticeship. And I quickly rose in the ranks of the company. And I danced there for 9 years as a soloist, which then I retired. I was pregnant with Dylan and went to go take a job in corporate. As an event coordinator for a dancewear company. And this was probably the worst thing that happened to me, but also the best because it made me start Wydell & Machete, Wydell Designs, which now is where we are, you know. But I'll never forget, I got a phone call. I was in the grocery store. I was pregnant with Dylan. And they basically said, by the way, after I told them I was pregnant, you now have to be in office every day, which was like a 3-hour drive. You are going to work every weekend and you will not have weekends off. So let's just say it. They forced me out of the position. They knew I wasn't going to drive there every day. I was supposed to be working from home. I was supposed to make my own schedule, all the things. It was so horrible. I'll never forget. I was in the frozen section. I fell to the floor. I was hysterically crying. I didn't know what to do. We had just bought our house. We just bought a new car. My husband made, you know, money at his job, but I needed to make money. Like, we needed to make money to survive, like, literally to survive. And I was like, that's it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to, I guess, start
hustling.
So a couple days later.
Wait, can we talk about the story when you put the
I'm going there. You guys, I'm not afraid of a hustle. I'm not afraid to say that I need to, like, make it happen. Money. So I'll never forget. I was like, I just got married. Our wedding was featured. I knew a lot of high society people from the ballet in Philadelphia. And I was like, I can plan events. I know how to make flower arrangements and all the things. So I started Wydell Designs. And like literally within 10 hours of being basically pushed out of my other position and put together these cards of the services that I could offer. And I knew that Delancey Street was like the most expensive street in Philadelphia.
She definitely did her diligence.
So I made Chris get in the car. I got in the car and my mom and went down every house on Delancey and started putting my card in their mailboxes. I get a phone call from this guy on the phone and he starts telling me he's going to call the cops because I was soliciting. I started crying and I'm like, I'm just trying to make money for my family. I'm just trying to make a living.
Dude, what a dick. I can't. Like, people need to get a laugh. Like, after you told me that story, I was like,
really? I'm like this little blondie over here just trying to make a buck.
You're like, here's my card. I made it. I printed it out myself. We bought a photo printer just for this.
No, I'm not even joking. Like, I'm not ashamed. So anyways, that was it. That was the start. That was the start of White Elm Shetty. And then when I met Christina, who's going to go into her backstory, but when I met her, I really did want a partner. Like, I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't want to do this alone. I was a mom. I didn't have a nanny. Like, there was just so much hustle behind it, and I needed to meet the right person, and you were that right person.
Well, thanks, Barrett. I come from a very different background. I'm actually originally from Massachusetts, and
she doesn't like telling anybody that.
No, I don't mind it. It's just, like, so not me. So the minute I turned 18, I knew I was like, I need to get out of here. And what did I love to do? I loved to go to the beach. I loved warm weather. So a best friend of mine and I, we shooted down to Boca Raton for 2 years. And at that time, I just pretty much got straight A's, 4.0 GPA just to get into whatever
college. You're so smart, Christina.
I know.
So different than me.
I have to say.
Like, she's very book smart.
I am very book smart, but also I definitely like to party. So like the whole work play aspect really rolls with me and probably still to this day. But anyway, so
just a little bit.
I did my job at like actually fully doing well in college. And then I decided I have to like really consider a job.
Like what the hell are you going to do in your life? Not just party and get tan.
So yeah, then I had to go back to Massachusetts and I went to UMass Amherst. And that is like one of the biggest party schools. But I had a serious boyfriend at that time, so I didn't party. I literally just studied like crazy. So again, I did really well, and I was in apparel marketing, which marketing kind of like transitioned into like the design aspect. I was like, I really don't want to do marketing. I want to be like, I want to get more into the design. So I ended up going to Parsons for grad school, and it was the best opportunity in my entire life. It was a 2-year grad program. I did it in a year and a summer because that's what my parents decided they would pay for. So I was like, I mean, I didn't sleep. I ate almonds and coffee. That's it.
Well, it's funny that 90 pounds. It's funny that you say that because when you were eating almonds and coffee, I was eating almonds and drinking coffee as well at the ballet trying to be 90 pounds.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. So anyway, Parsons, again, that was amazing. Like I got pretty much every internship, like Prada, all these opportunity jobs because I went to Parsons. Then after working for many, many top-notch companies, like I started with in menswear, designing sweaters for Alfred Dunhill, Moncler, all these amazing companies, I decided where the real money is. And that's when you're a senior designer working for Wet Seal, Urban Outfitters,
which I used to
Forever
love.
Forever 21.
I don't know if you guys all are big fans, but I was of Wet Seal.
So was I.
And I'm still a fan of Forever 21.
I don't remember actually the last time I've been in there.
I mean, I haven't bought anything recently, but like I legit used to wear that stuff all the time.
Yeah, so we would like bust out 100 designs a day. It was crazy. We had our own sample room.
If you watched Clueless, that's like really what took it to the next level.
Yeah, totally. So that was like extremely painful to work for these type of companies because everything was, you know, made in China and the timing of everything, like I literally worked until 4 a.m. I sometimes didn't go home and it really took a toll on everything. But then yet again, I was very young. I was still going to all the fashion parties and doing all that stuff. So then I contacted one of my fellow students at Parsons. Actually, she was a friend. And I actually hired her at one of these slave driver companies. And then we looked at each other one day. It was like after 2 months of her working. And I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, we're way too talented. We know everything. We're literally running this company as it is. And then we branched out and decided that what does a woman need in this world fashion-wise? Pants. No one knows how to do pants. Every woman does, they just don't want to try on pants. So we're like, that's a niche in the market. So we ended up opening this store in Soho on Prince and West Broadway called Hem.
I love the name.
I know. Well, there was a reason for that name because we had a lot of models like going into the store. So we had like a 36-inch hem And we offered the services of anyone that was not a model to come in and get them, you know, hemmed at like our expense. We had this guy down the street who just offered those services. So it was great. But then that was in 2008, market crashed. I then had to become a creative director of this Italian luxury goods line. And then after that, I moved to Philly.
And then you met your Italian husband.
Oh, yeah.
And then moved to Philadelphia. Wait, I have a really funny story, though. So Christina and I, again, our lives, like, totally overlapped. Like, really so overlapped. Like, saying, you were saying, like, you lived in New York. I lived in New York. We were both living around the same...
Pants.
Yeah, you know where I'm going. So, Christina was focusing on her hem collection. I was dancing at the ballet, and I was dating this guy who started a pant company called Bonobos. He's the founder. And Christina just so happened to also know him. But before I actually started dating him...
We were selling his pants.
Like, I mean, this is
just... We did, like, a whole trunk show... Him and his partner, we just connected because obviously he was doing men's pants, yeah. We were doing women's pants.
But it's just so weird because when she told me her story about pants, I was like, oh my gosh, I used to date this guy, like, seriously, who had started a pant company, and she's like, I know him too. I mean, like, it's just so, weird how our lives, like, intertwined. So anyways, I'm going to roll the tapes forward. We met in the park. Thank God. We kept talking. All right, time to do business. So Wydell Designs was already there. It was very new, very fresh. I didn't even know what the hell I was doing. You had a little son, Hudson. I had my son, Dylan. They're 9 months apart, literally. We started talking, and I'll never forget, we're like, all right, we're going to keep doing the event designing and the event planning. Let's go meet with this really cool company that does vintage rentals.
And mind you, we had to bring our kids everywhere.
Yeah, we didn't have nannies.
As you mentioned, we didn't have a nanny. So her kid was a little more tamed than mine.
Dylan's like a perfect angel child, like slept really well in his naps, never woke up during the middle of the night, didn't really ever cry ever, like super easy.
Mine was literally like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, Hudson was like, all over the place. So we go to meet with this really prestigious, like, well-known vintage rental company, which we were thrilled that we got the opportunity to go meet with them. And we bring Hudson and Dylan with us. We're, like, in tow with them. We have this presentation. We go to present to them, which is basically, like, our weddings, because I hadn't really done anything. So it was, like, our weddings and then our nurseries. And we're just showing them a bunch of stuff. And at the end of the meeting, they look at Christina and I, and they're like, you know, the events are cool, but, like, did you guys ever think about doing actually interior design? And at that moment, we both kind of were like, wait, what? Like, you actually think our interior designs are cool?
We're not educated for that. Like, we thought that it was just way more involved, like, having the education. And then once we realized that we could just dabble with that, the phone call stopped.
We left that meeting. And we said, okay, how are we going to do interior design when we have kids and we don't have nannies? And basically... we also don't know what we're doing. So we started out in this niche market of kids' interiors and kids' parties. We literally targeted that. And that way, when we're going to meet with these clients, remember, they're like...
It's two for one.
They always, like, bring the kids. Like, you bring the kids. Our kids played with their kids. They were pregnant. They didn't even care. They're like, let the kids run around. Oh, I have a playroom. Let him run around with my son or whatever. So that's literally what we did for the first year. And mind you... when I tell you, we hated parties so much.
I know. You get, like, paid like pennies, and you have to deal with this client for an entire year. And that's all they're thinking about is their first birthday party.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's not even a wedding. Like, we're talking about first birthday parties.
So think about the monies that are coming in.
Yeah, nothing. Zero. And we were making everything from scratch.
Gosh.
Oh, it was horrible. And mind you, during all of this, I also was still teaching ballet because we weren't making any money, and I needed to make money. So on top of starting our business and having a child, I was then leaving at 5 o'clock to go teach for 4 hours and bringing my kid with me because my husband was in the casino industry at this time and he worked nights. So it was like when I tell you it was hell, it was hell.
I know.
Hell.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like 10, 9, 8, 7. Barrett's gonna complain.
No, it's hell.
I'm going, like, because we're all into it. Like, you know, like we like collaborate like so well together, and we had a lot of fun at that time. we still do. But at that time, she was just like, oh my gosh, I have to go teach these bratty little kids.
Well, it's really hard coming from being a professional dancer, a ballet dancer, to go teach ballet to kids that don't want to be professional dancers. It's just a different mindset. But you got to do what you got to do. And I used to travel to Virginia because the woman in Virginia used to pay me really well. So I would literally drive down, teach, no joke, 6 hours straight, and then drive back home to wake up in the morning to meet with you and to start work again. So that's what I say to everyone that comes to our firm. Like, if you're not ready for the hustle, like, there's the door, because even where we are today, 10 years deep, amazing clients, amazing projects, I think we're hustling just as hard now as we did from the beginning.
Yeah.
So
we're just not pumping.
We're not pumping and dumping. No, but after a year of doing the events and doing interior design for kids' rooms, we really did like understand what we love to do, and it was design. So we interviewed with Home Polish.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll never forget.
Are we talking about the first meeting?
No, wait. No. Back it up.
Oh.
Do you remember us trying to actually put all the invoicing together?
No, the numbers.
And our husbands?
We had a phone.
Our husbands were going to kill us.
They literally were like, you guys don't freaking know how to do Excel?
No.
You guys don't know
how to do Excel? I mean, I knew how to do a tendu and a plie.
We're like,
and a pot de bourrée. But like an Excel format? Yeah, right. Forgive it. Forget it.
We were literally. So, just a fun fact, Barrett and I were really not good at math.
No.
Like zero. Zero, zero, zero.
We're like, that's why our first hire was someone in accounting.
Yeah. The admin and bookkeeping and all that. Like, obviously that's the smartest thing.
I mean.
But before that, when we were like, hire someone, like, it's literally us.
No, but we put this presentation together, though. Remember how proud we were. So, I mean,
it took 6 days of our life.
It did. And we submitted it to them, and we're like, all right, either they're going to accept it or we're not getting the job. Remember? And they called us right away.
Yeah, they loved it.
Loved it. And they even gave us, like, there was, like, I think different tiers or whatever in that, and we got, like, the top. And we were just, remember, we were shocked.
Yeah.
So.
Remember how scary, like.
The first.
Not just, like, getting the projects, you had to literally have the email come through, and we were like, did you see that? Like,
if you don't know Home Polish, basically it's like working for a real estate company where they a brokerage might bring you a client and have to like fight to get it, right?
Yeah.
And then those clients get all the trade access and whatnot. So we just got paid for like the actual design portion of it. But basically, anyone at Home Polish that's in the local area could bid on this project. So as soon as that comes in, if you don't hit accept, you lose the job.
Yeah.
So we would be on our, I think that's what started me being like a psychopath on the car, on the phone. I'm not even lying. You'd be on it, we'd be like, boom, 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 boom. So our very first Home Polish appointment was in Philadelphia. We went to this house that looked like it was literally going to crumble apart. It was. I remember we were, and she didn't answer the door
until
for like 10 minutes.
2 p.m. on the dot.
Because we were a little early.
Well, we are pretty punctual.
We walk into this house. There's holes in the wall. She was like a crazy hoarder. She was this really large, tall, like large woman. And all the lights were off. Remember? Every light was off.
Yeah.
I was clinching onto my phone, and I sent a text to my husband, and I said, if we don't come home, call 911. Like,
remember,
I was so scared.
She had these like weird jars.
Yeah, it was like what? Like, she cut people's bodies up and put them in the jars.
It was so weird.
And I remember she took us to that one room and closed all the doors.
Yeah.
And I was like shaking. I was sitting there like holding the phone. I think my whole body was sweating.
Yeah. Like,
literally
I think
sweating.
It was like the first time I saw Barrett.
Like scared.
I
really scared,
kind of like
out of
ran
my mind.
That meeting because I was just like, okay, whatever. I've watched serial killer movies. I know what to do. Like, I literally know what to do. And she was just like, she talked about, remember that painting?
No, she
had like
so
the dancer
scared.
Painting.
She
and she was like, oh, you're a dancer.
Yeah. But somehow, in some way, we wanted to do interior design after this meeting.
But here's
Yay!
The deal. She didn't even sign on.
No,
she just wanted us there. Oh.
Yes. It was so weird. But after that all happened, we ended up saying
goodbye
to parties and went straight for interior design. And for the first 3 or 5 years, we didn't even have a website. Everything came through word of mouth and social media. And then we started to hire. Next was hiring. First, though, we were working out of our house in my dining room.
Literally. Tap, 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 tap to make the kid not cry and his bouncer.
Yeah, we used to sit like
my child.
We used to sit at the dining room table, have both of our boys in those like little bouncy chairs, and you would see us on the computer and like, no lie, we would just be like going like this, like on the computer like this. No, it was great.
We would write every single email together because we wanted to make sure we weren't fucking up.
Yeah. But our business, literally, the moment we said 100% to interior design, it just started to go like on this crazy upswing. And as all this was happening, my husband, Chris, decided to come home one day from work early at the casino and said that he left his job and is now starting his own business in party rentals. So that was a huge fucking stress ball. I was basically making no money working with you and then going to teach. And then he leaves his job where we had health insurance and all the things and we have a little baby. So he started out of our garage. Wait. And quickly, just like we did, was successful.
He was awesome. But I do have to say one story because, so Chris's 40th birthday is coming up and one of the things that we're doing, Chris hopefully is not around the corner, but we're telling funny memories or like memories that impacted us, like each individual person that's actually making this trip for Chris's birthday. My funniest memory of Chris is when he did buy that crazy pedophile
van. And we got pulled over.
And they got pulled over. It was like to the T. Like, so because, all, like, well, no, decked out.
Hold on. Because he had this party rental business, he had to transport the chairs and the table somewhere. So he bought this like van on like, brown, I don't know.
Like brown with like stripes. Like literally, like if you see, if you watch a serial killer movie, which clearly I'm obsessed.
It was the epitome of that.
That is the van.
So Chris and I, which Chris is a really cute guy, we're both in this car and we're going over the bridge of Philadelphia to New Jersey. And as soon as we get over the bridge, we get pulled over by the cops. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And they like look at us and they just like start laughing, like seeing us like driving that van.
That's so funny.
But Chris started out in the garage and then quickly rose. And then he
thought,
like,
wait, can we have like some of our stuff in there
too? Yeah, I know. There was no room.
Remember he built
I know. It was crazy.
No,
it was crazy. We used to like hide all the accessories and stuff in there and the vases and whatnot. But we ended up, Chris ended up acquiring a warehouse. It was like over 20,000 square feet. And we used to go there and work out of his office first.
We thought it was a dream. Like, but, literally a dream. It was in North Philly. We could say it. Susquehanna and 8th.
So,
for those that you don't know, scary drug deals, shootings.
Well, it was just extremely unsafe. But guess what, guys? We were so happy to get out of a dining room and into an actual space.
Yeah.
So coming up in our next episode, we are going to talk all things about moving our business into this warehouse. And let me just tell you, there was not a bathroom. So you'll hear the ugly, the gross, the desperado in this next episode. So subscribe, follow, get ready. Yeehaw.